off.
We just want to say thank you, Celsius, for sponsoring this video.
Okay. All right. All right. No, I wish. Hey, we have no sponsors. Come here. Show the camera who you are.
Sponsored by the Word of God.
This is
Milo.
Milo the Great. He is our new mascot for the Book of Luke podcast. And oh, for people that are listening online, I'm sorry. Just picture the most amazing, cutest little dog you've ever seen in your life. And imagine him just being a chill little dude. His name's Milo. All right. So transparency, we've already shot a pod. Did you kind of get the feel? We preached and talked, and those clips will probably be out. But I wanted to get in the culture and stuff. And so, like, I want to talk about, like, life as growing up. So, like, when we were coming up, what was popping?
Like, when we were young?
Yeah, it was popping. I got one word. Two words made one thing. What was popping? Popping off, bro. Minecraft, bro.
Dang.
Bro, that was my stuff back in the day.
Dude,
I remember my first time playing Minecraft, bro. It changed my life. What was something else that was popping back then?
I don't know. I have a real bad memory.
No, you don't. Bro, so...
Because of my epilepsy.
Oh. Well... Bro, I actually wanted to read something in the Bible. Dude, okay, think about it. Okay, so Carter, let me know if we get too deep. I don't think.
No, it's okay.
Okay, I don't want to offend you. I mean,
no, it's
okay. We're unoffendable in Christ, amen to that. But I want to tell you about a story that's in the Bible. And Carter, why don't you tell him actually a little bit about your epilepsy and like, When it started, I mean, don't go 100 deep into it, but like, right. Let them know a background of what it, even people that don't know what it is, just tell them.
So, just a little background about how I got diagnosed. So, when I was like 7 years old, basically, yeah. me and Luke were playing Minecraft, funny as it is, at our nana's house.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I just... collapsed.
But you don't remember.
I don't remember.
Do you remember that day even?
Kind of.
You remember playing Minecraft that day?
And then we went to Universal.
When? We went the next day?
The same day.
No, we did.
Yes, we did.
No, you went to the hospital.
Yeah, and then we went to Universal.
Oh. I don't remember that.
Let me
tell you something. That trauma, sorry. I don't even remember going to Universal Studios after because, bruh, this dude just started freaking out, bruh. Nah, I ain't trying to catch you like that, but dang, it was scary.
It was just like...
I was 10.
Nobody knew what was going on.
Nah.
And the doctors were like, yeah, he has epilepsy. And my parents were just terrified. But
it's been a long, hard thing, huh?
Absolutely. But, you know, you can't let something like that, like, prohibit you from living your life. And I'm going into the medical field because of it.
Nice.
It's something that I'm pursuing in my life and want to help others.
That's dope. Bro, here's the thing. I think God lets people walk through things that they're strong enough to walk through. So it's like, okay, God will never walk through, let you walk through something that you're not strong enough to handle. So it's like, okay, all right, so you have epilepsy. God knew that you could deal with it. Like, I had the worst anxiety ever because it was spoken over me. But, like, I came out of it, gave my life to Christ, and, like, he delivered me from it. Okay. Also, not only just got epilepsy. I mean, not. I don't like got anxiety, but I did it to myself. And like, one day we're gonna get super deep into a testimony. But just say this: I did a lot of drugs. I messed up my brain very, very, very bad, and I hallucinated for like 2 years. Talk about anxiety. I had tremors and like shakes at night. But God delivered me out. That's why I'm so like. I don't mean to come off so offensive, or I'm not even trying to be. I know the gospel is offensive, but I don't mean to come off so like. I just have so much passion. In like you don't have to give in to anxiety particularly. Like you can rebuke it in Jesus' name because it's not something to gauge you. It's a false prophet that the devil uses to try to steer your life the wrong way. The joy of the Lord is what you need to have a foundation of. All right, so cool thing about epilepsy. All right, this is Matthew 17. And bro, like, I'm not saying your epilepsy is a demon, but it could be influenced by demonic, dude. I'm just saying, like, this is something to look into maybe, you know? Okay, Jesus is saying, okay, this is Matthew 17. Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. I'm not saying you're possessed, but what I am saying is the way it's talking about it sounds just like epilepsy. Like, just like it. When they came to the crowd, this is verse 14, Matthew 17, 14. A man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." Jesus says, "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long should I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at the moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." And like, if you compare it to other books, it sounds like epilepsy. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that you have a demon, but I'm saying that it could have been influenced by what, you know? I don't know.
Demonic.
Maybe. As soon as a man with unclean spirit came out of the tombs, like, these things look very similar. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying a lot of these mental disorders that we talk about in the natural look very similar to spiritual things. And it's like, these spiritual things, like, I don't know, man. It's demons, people that don't talk about demons and act like, "Oh, I believe in God, I don't believe in devil and demons." That is very ignorant. That is so ignorant. Like, my dad, like, I love my dad, and he's changed his mindset now, but he's like, "I don't believe in demons, Luke. That stuff ain't real." Why would Jesus talk about them if they weren't real? You know what I mean? So I always thought that was really, really cool. I never got to talk to you about it, but I thought it was really cool that, like, you know, Jesus definitely healed people of epilepsy. Like, that's what I was getting to. Like, Jesus definitely healed people of epilepsy back then, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I believe, with faith, that, like, he can still do that. That doesn't mean don't go to the doctor. That just means I believe with faith that stuff can still be, if you're dependent on God, I believe he can deliver you from that too, still to this day. You know what I mean? But if not, Jesus also says, pick up your cross and follow him. So if that's your cross, pick it up, follow him. But like, let's talk about more about like our childhood, bro. Like, my favorite thing to do as a kid was go to Universal, bro. Speaking
Universal.
Of
Universal,
is it not the best place ever?
It's, man. You've seen the new park, right?
Oh, Epic Universe.
Epic Universe, man. Oh, it comes out like May 22nd or something.
Bro, I don't think it's got anything on the original parks. Maybe it does. I don't know.
It's like five different sections. It's just like,
yeah, and we're not gonna be able to go for a while.
Hey, we could max out our credit cards and.
I'm already maxed out. Credit card debt? Credit card debt. I'm only like $3,000 in debt, but it sucks. Yeah. Life is weird. You know, we're old and it kind of sucks. And I've realized when I come home, I'm lame now.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, I believe in Jesus and all I want to do is speak truth of the word of God in these people's lives. And you're out here listening. Carter's out here listening to that. You know, Travis Scott and all that stuff. And I'm like, bruh. There is a new song. There is a song called Building On.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, one of my favorite artists is probably Kanye West.
Yeah. He's like claiming to be Jesus.
he does speak a lot about the word of God.
But he's insane.
He's something wrong with him.
He's saying that Jesus is king. Yeah, the next day he's like, "I'm Christ." Like, he talks like The first time, like, you know, first he's an atheist, then he's Jesus' king, and then he's like, matter of fact, I'm Jesus. Like, come on, bro.
Kanye's just...
I don't believe it.
Kanye.
I don't believe it. What about, okay, so up and coming people right now, Bryce Crawford. You seen him?
Yeah.
Dude's lit.
He's awesome.
He's sick. Bro, that's what it should be like. And it's like, his testimony's cool, and it's like, I just have been praying for him that, like, nothing gets to his head. And I know, like, okay, God has made him and not given anything he can't handle, right? But, like, okay, I see his YouTube. I was watching a video the other day, and it was so good, bro. Like, I don't know if you'll ever see it, but seriously, it was so good. He was talking to these people, and he was calling them out. He was calling them out on their stuff. It was these people that think that, you know, Jesus came to save, you know, black people, Hispanic people, and some other kinds of races, but not white people and Gentiles. And he was calling them out. He was like, that's not right. And they believe in a different Bible, this, that, and the other. And it's not just a race issue, but they were being super racist towards him. Like, they were like, white boy. Anyway, he was just super calm, composed. And it was really cool to watch him, you know, just out of love, talk about how, like, you know, that's, you're teaching false doctrine and you're teaching a false gospel.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, he's probably winning more people to Christ by being loving and kind than that other person is winning to the devil, right? Anyway, so all I want to say is I was looking at that, watching the video, and I was talking to God the whole time. I was like, God, man, I definitely want to pursue life like he is. Like, that would be the dream, to be an evangelist and, like, you know, be able to live life just doing ministry. But, like, I know that you've not given me that right, because, well, I can't handle that yet, for sure. I was like, there's two reasons. Like, Bryce, I pray that the likes, the views, the subscriptions, like, all that stuff doesn't get to your head. Like, and that's not in a wrong way. Like, I just pray that it doesn't, because you blew up pretty quick. And, like, I just hope that stuff doesn't get to your head and you just keep, you know, keep the heart's intentions right, because it's very easy to be deceived, even if you're just such a devout Christian as you are. And I believe you will be fine. And, you know, I just, but like, just know I'm praying for your, I'm constantly praying for you. Second, his ability to be that, keep that composed and, like, not get offended. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting way better at not getting offended, but, like, how is it fair that you can be so racist in public to me because I'm white? Like, that's not fair. I don't care what anybody says, bro. Racism is never okay. I don't care if it's white man, if it's black man, if it's any kind of race, if it's you red, brown, purple, green. Like, bro, it's never okay, bro, and chill out with it, man. Just because I'm white and recent history says that I was the last one to have my ancestors enslaved your ancestors doesn't mean you can be racist towards me now. It's not fair, man. It's not fair at all. And I would have probably stood up for that while Bryce was like, whatever, Jesus loves you too. And I love Jesus and he loves me. And it's like, he came to save me. And I was like, God, I just thank you that your grace shines through him onto people, you know?
Absolutely. It's just messed up that people take things out of context and they deceive the word of God.
So much.
Just follow Christ. You know, you don't have to, I don't know. Religion is.
He didn't die to start a religion. He died to have a relationship with you.
Absolutely. Religion, in my opinion, is just, it's, you know, it's
corrupt.
Absolutely.
It's corrupt. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. Absolutely. I mean, because you could say I'm religious, but be talking about Buddhism. And obviously that's a false doctrine. That's just, I mean, I believe, like, if I was any other religion, I'd probably be Buddhist, because there are things, I mean, it's all about love, prosperity, peace, and kindness, and all that, and it's like, okay, whatever, that really sounds really great, but it's like, Jesus, what, you know what scripture it is? Where Jesus says, I am the way, the life, the truth, nobody gets to the Father but through me. It's John 14:6. Jesus literally says, and I'll quote it from the Bible, John chapter 14, he's having a conversation with, wait, that's John 14:6, right? I'm pretty sure. I might be so wrong. go to John 14, 6, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm actually, yeah. I'm the way, the life, the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you also know my Father. From now on, you not know him. Okay, I hate contradicting myself because I'm, like, confused sometimes. There's so many scriptures that are in my head, and I sometimes get them backwards. Like Jeremiah 29:11. I always get that one backwards for some reason. I don't know why. But what's happening there? And what's also happening? Oh, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard somebody preach false doctrine, like what happened to Bryce Carver the other day? Mm-hmm. Go to John 3, because there's a perfect depiction of Jesus' real life in human form, in flesh, talking to a Jewish Pharisee, one of the highest. It's Jesus and Nicodemus, and he says, and what is the most famous scripture of all time? Of all time. Not of all time, but like, what have you heard more than anybody? Come on. Tim Tebow wore it on his face.
John 3:16.
Exactly. So this is John 3. Now, John 3, everybody knows, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, shall have everlasting life. Okay, we know that. But who is he saying that to? Why is he saying that? Do you know this? Okay, so John 3, it's a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. He's a Jewish Pharisee. Let's just read it. There was a man from the Pharisees called Nicodemus, a ruler of Jews. The man came to him that night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. No one can perform these signs you do unless God were with him. Are you in John 3?
Yeah.
And then he says, truly I tell you, this is Jesus talking. What does he tell you in verse 3?
Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
Unless someone is born again. So let me just break this down. How crazy is that? All right. Jesus is telling him that you have to be born again. This is Nicodemus, a Jewish Pharisee. He'd never heard anything like that in his life. He's like confused because he's like, how am I supposed to be born again? What does he say next?
How can someone be born when they are old? Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
He's like, I'm big now. Ain't no way I'm getting back in there. You feel me? Like, ain't no way. And it's like, all right.
Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of
water and of spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you. Do not be amazed that I told you that you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the spirit. How can these things be? Asked Nicodemus. Are you teacher of Israel and don't know these things? Jesus replied. Truly, I tell you, we speak what we know and testify to what we have seen, but you do not accept our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man may be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. And so here's what God's saying right here. He's saying, all right, let me talk about love for a second. I want everybody to have eternal life, but every single one of you falls so short of the glory of God. You fall short of the glory of God. You fall short of heaven. You fall short of perfection. You're a sinner. You're dead. Like, you're walking to death. You're on the way to hell. You deserve hell. I deserve hell. You deserve hell. What is Jesus saying? I love you. And love is not a feeling. It's an action. So for God so loved the world. What do you say, Carter? For God so loved the world.
The world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
He is acting out in love. And there's something to talk about. Like, are you struggling with sin?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. I struggle with sin. I have a bad temptation. I'll admit it. Well, my temptation, I have a bad lustful temptation. Like, I deal with it every day. Every single day I deal with it. Why? Because I've been accustomed to want to pursue that forever. Like, you know, and I open Instagram and it's like, good God almighty, good job, God. I mean, everything's always in the right places. I don't want to get too vulgar, but these girls, man, they get hotter every day. I've been watching Landman. I know that's not really a Christian show, but it's a good show. But it's not really Christian. I don't know. I'm not really convicted about it, but I really enjoy it. But it's not about Jesus. I might stop watching it. But the daughter in the show, she's about my age. Good God Almighty, what's her name? It's like, I mean, good God. And it's like, how do I not be tempted? So it's like, okay, Jesus showed me right there, bro. You keep watching this crap, you're going to be tempted. And so what I've learned is, how do I love God? I act in it. Because love is not a feeling, Milo. It's an action, buddy. So just like, for God so loved the world, he sent his only son so that we shall not perish but have everlasting life. I love God so much that I'm going to go through this temptation and sit and actively suffer. Repent from that lustful sin and suffer. Because that's what it is, man. It's suffering. The fact that I don't go out to the bars and try to find a girl to hook up with, seriously, and I know that's a lot to talk about, is suffering. And I actively do it because I choose God. I love him. What does he say after that? He says,
for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but into the world, or wait.
But to save the world through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe in is already condemned because he has not believed in the names of the one and only Son of God. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and avoids it so that deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. Bro, moral of this podcast, this book of Luke, let's just talk about this. It's love, buddy. Do you love God? Your actions show it. Not always. Don't tell me your actions always show it. Because they don't. Go to Titus. Go to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 1. Verse 16. They claim to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. Now, that could be taking things out of context. But you want to precede it? Okay. To the pure, everything is pure. But to those who are denied and unbelieving, nothing is pure. In fact, both their mind and conscience are defiled. They claim to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. Bro, God loves you. Because he just does, man. And that conviction you feel from the Holy Spirit is love. He doesn't want you to sin. He's like, stop it. Cut it out. Cut it off. You better cut it out. Stop it. I love you. That's conviction. I sent my son to die, actively loving you. I tell you right from wrong, I will strip you down as a man so that you can depend on me because my way is better. I love you. How do I show God I love him? Do I just tell him? I show him with my actions. I trust in God. I sit there and suffer through the temptation of sin because I love God more than that sin. Titus chapter 1. Don't be the guy that Paul's talking about. Don't be that guy that denies him with your actions. So many people here in our generation, that's what I want to go back to, are culturally following Christ and not really following him. You say you love him with your mouth, but deny him with your actions. You say you love him with your mouth, but you're addicted to pornography. You say you love him with your mouth, but you're addicted to going to the bars and hooking up with chicks. You're addicted to sex. You're addicted to sin. You're addicted to, like, you're addicted to alcohol. Seriously. What do you do to relieve your stress and anxiety? You go drink and get drunk. You say you love Jesus, you deny him with your flesh. None of the disciples said, okay, it's been a hard week. Let's go all get drunk. They might have drank wine when they feasted and celebrated together with Christ, but it's not, oh, I've had a really hard week. Let's go get drunk. You deny him with your actions. You love him with your mouth. You sin in all kinds of ways. I get upset. I love Jesus. I confess him with my mouth. I cuss out my buddy. I deny him with my actions. Somebody's mad at me. What do? They choose violence. They say they love him with their mouth. They deny him with their actions. How about this? Big one, and we're wrapping it up. God has called you to ministry. God has called you to something. God has said you're going to be a banker. God has said you're going to be a storyteller. God has said you're going to be a race car driver, a barber, something. You run from it. Oh, there's not money in ministry. Oh, I don't feel good about barber. Well, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a banker. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do that. God has called you to adopt a child. I don't want to do that. God has said that you're supposed to minister to this kid. God said you're supposed to coach this upward team. God says this about this. You're supposed to do this. You're running from it. You confess him with your mouth. You're denying him with your actions. Why? Because you're running from where he's called you. And I'm not coming at you, okay? I'm just saying our whole generation runs from God. That is confessing him with your mouth and denying him with your actions. You know what the Lord says? The Lord says what? The Lord says you will have nothing in this world, nothing in this on this earth if you don't submit to him and be obedient and walk in what he has called you to do. If God has called you to the ministry, you better submit and you better sign up for Bible school. God has called you to the ministry, you better act. Because if you don't, you will have nothing in this world. Seriously, nothing. You confess him with your mouth and you deny him with your actions. And you do it over and over again. This is not this endless cycle of like, I've done it again, God, forgive me.
I'm okay because I'm forgiven from all my sins.
It's got to stop. Repentance is not, hey, buddy. Hey, man. I know that I slapped your face today. I'm sorry. Okay? Sorry. And then 5 minutes go by, and I slap him again. That is not repentance. Repentance is like, hey, man, look, I love you. I lost my temper. It'll never, ever happen again. Seriously. I don't ever want to do that. And never doing it again. That's seeing the sin, identifying the sin, and turning away from it. I'm a cultural problem. This generation is a cultural problem. We confess, Lord, Lord, with our mouth, and we deny him with our actions. And watch what Matthew 7 says. Watch what Matthew 7 says. Go to Matthew 7, Carter. What does Matthew 7 say, Carter? What does Matthew 7 say? What does Matthew 7 say?
Give me a second.
Matthew 7:21. Now everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but only or kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do many miracles in your name? Then I'll announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers, you workers of iniquity. What does it say? Matthew 7, what does it say right here? Seven thirteen.
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction.
All right, go to verse 21. Verse 21.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
You workers of iniquity. Quit confessing Jesus with your mouth and denying him with your action. I'm sick of it. I'm not sick of it. The church is sick of it. Like, this, I'm sick of when I do it. Okay, let me rephrase that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come off that way. I'm sick of it because I love sin so much that I would rather indulge it than over God a lot. I would rather sin then choose God in that moment very much because it's suffering to choose God. We all have to come together and stop because faith without works is dead. I mean, yeah, faith is what gets you your salvation, but I'm telling you, bro, to quit denying Christ with your actions. Our generation does it more. Cultural followers of Christ. I'm calling you out. You cultural followers of Christ. You're putting Jesus loves you in your Instagram because it's getting you a different cultural hierarchy. Stop it. If you're going to say Jesus loves you, you're going to put a scripture in your Instagram, you better look like a Christian. Seriously, I'm not coming at you a crazy way, but seriously. I mean, like, bro, if you give your life to Christ and your life doesn't drastically change, you didn't give your life to Christ. All right, that was the Book of Luke podcast. Tell them bye. Milo, tell them bye. Give me a little outro. Tell them what you got. Give them a little outro. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Milo got saved last
week.
Milo got saved last week at church. Yeah. All right, peace.